Welcome to the NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Monday afternoon, March 10th, 2025, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of health, fitness, and wellness news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline.
Center for NeuroSkills launches its first advertising campaign. Center for NeuroSkills, a leader in traumatic brain injury and stroke rehabilitation services, has launched its first advertising campaign, Rethink Rehab, in its 45-year history. The campaign aims to raise awareness of the CNS brand, services, and impact, featuring dark visuals that end on a note of hope for those recovering from brain injury or stroke. Through this multi-channel campaign, CNS seeks to connect with medical decision makers, patients, and families, emphasizing its mission to reduce disability and maximize independence. Partnering with Moon Rabbit, the campaign includes a 30-second spot showcasing a mother's inspiring journey through recovery. The campaign, launched on February 1, 2025, spans social media, digital platforms, radio, and more, inviting viewers to follow #RethinkRehab. For updates, and visit neuroskills.com for more information. Biocorex Pharmaceuticals, Inc. announces that it has acquired Lucemyra, lofexidine, an FDA-approved opioid withdrawal medication from USWM, LLC. Biocorex Pharmaceuticals, Inc. has acquired Lucemyra, an FDA-approved opioid withdrawal medication from WM, LLC. Lucemyra is the first non-opioid medication approved by the FDA to ease opioid withdrawal symptoms. This acquisition expands Biocorex Pharmaceuticals, Inc.'s product line and marks its first FDA-approved commercialized product. Under the agreement, USWM, LLC will retain a portion of future sales, Biocorex Pharmaceuticals will pay a low single-digit royalty, and USWM, LLC will receive shares of common stock and warrants from Biocorex, Inc. This move is expected to drive revenue growth and help combat the opioid crisis by providing innovative, non-opioid treatment solutions. Lucemyra's market presence will be expanded to improve access to opioid withdrawal treatment. The acquisition aligns with BioCorex's mission to deliver effective addiction treatment options.
Walking, moving more, may lower risk of cardiovascular death for women with cancer history. Increased physical activity, including taking more daily steps, was linked to a lower risk of death from cardiovascular disease among postmenopausal women with a history of cancer. Engaging in 1 hour per day of moderate to vigorous physical activity reduced participants' risk of death from any cause by 40% and risk of death from cardiovascular disease by 60%. Each additional 2,500 steps per day was associated with a 34% reduction in risk of death from cardiovascular disease. Cancer survivors are at an increased risk of cardiovascular disease mortality, and encouraging them to be more active and sit less could help prolong survivorship. These findings add to the understanding of managing health and promoting longevity after a cancer diagnosis. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.